One of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes is changing how the shoreline interacts with the lakes. Humans like to improve on nature. For example, we like to build things to protect our property. Protecting a home from forces like wind, water, and soil erosion can be a tough job and expensive sometimes. But if your property is along the shore of a Great Lake, it can be especially difficult. Reporter Sean Ali looks at one engineer's effort to protect lakefront property and nature.
Great Lakes shorelines naturally change over time. Beaches erode, dunes shift. Sometimes even the rockiest bluffs collapse. That's okay for nature, but maybe not for a house sitting on top of it. So it's no wonder that landowners try to stabilize their shorelines. To do that, they sometimes build walls of steel or concrete to block incoming waves. It's a tricky process. If the walls are too short, they won't stop erosion. But if they're too long, they trap sand that moves naturally along the lakeshore. When nearby beaches can't get sand, they degrade into muddy or rocky messes. Charles Shabika is a coastal engineer. He's been working at the problem for decades now.
My dream is to see the shores of the Great Lakes ultimately stabilized, but in a good way and not a bad way where you're causing problems.
Shabika takes me to a small private beach north of Chicago. He engineered it to keep the shoreline intact. The keys to that are two piles of rock that jut out into the lake. The piles are just the right size, big enough to protect the shore, but small enough to let some sand pass by. There are other elements to the design as well. Tall, blue-green grasses line the beach's perimeter.
Not only do waves tend to move sand around, but wind is also really an important agent, too. So the beach grass and dune grass tends to stabilize the sand. And what'll happen is you can see these things are seeding now. Wind will blow the seeds, and pretty soon you get that stuff growing all over the place.
A lot of homeowners and city planners applaud Shabika's work, but not everyone does. Some environmental groups say once a landowner builds a wall or a rock formation, others have to follow suit just to preserve their own sandy shoreline. The environmental group's alternative? Keep development farther away from shorelines and allow more natural erosion. But that hands-off approach is not likely to happen. The majority of Great Lakes' shoreline is privately owned, and in many states, landowners often prevail in court when they try to protect their investments. Keith Schneider of the Michigan Land Use Institute says the question isn't whether to build near the shore, but how to do it. He says in the past, landowners tried to get off cheap. They didn't pay for quality construction or get expert advice on local geological systems.
If you don't pay attention to these systems, it's going to cost you a lot of money. And if you build inappropriate structures or inappropriate recreational facilities, you're going to either be paying a lot of money to sustain them or you're going to lose them.
A lot of coastal geologists agree that, for much of the Great Lakes coast, private shoreline protection efforts, even the bad ones, are here to stay. In urban or suburban areas, housing developments near the shore often include a buffer or wall. Michael Kurstowski is with Illinois' Geological Survey. He says in these cases, the shore can look natural,
but it's going to be a managed and engineered facility because wherever you are on the shore, you're influenced by some other construction or some other historical development that has happened along the shore that has altered the processes where you are.
That's definitely the case along highly developed urban coastlines, such as Illinois. Other parts of the region are catching up, though.
What's going to happen is other places along the Great Lakes, as they become more developed and as they become more urbanized, they're going to be using Illinois as the model.
That could bring more projects like Charles Shabika's Little Beach. Shabika says that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a way to come to terms with our presence along the lakes.
Human beings are here to stay. It's our responsibility, I think, to make our environment better for us, but not at the expense of the biological community and your neighbors.
That sounds reasonable enough, but it will ultimately mean the vast, natural coastlines of the Great Lakes will be engineered, one beach at a time. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.